For much of the last 77 years, Josef Schutz had lived in obscurity. But on Tuesday, that came to an end. Despite all his attempts to conceal his identity, he could no longer hide his past.
The court has sentenced the accused to 5 years in prison for aiding and abetting murder and attempted murder. The court was convinced, after having gone through the evidence, that the accused had worked for 3 years as a guard at the Sachsenhausen concentration camp and had supported the murders committed there through his activities.
Today, few of the barracks that house the hundreds of thousands of prisoners remain, but reminders of Nazi brutality linger. This sign reads, "Anyone crossing this line will be shot without warning." It would regularly be patrolled by guards, people like Josef Schutz.
The duties of a guard at this camp were many and various, but one of them was in this building, looking out on the camp, where you see all the barracks and what's left of them. Why? Because here the SS built a machine gun nest to look in on the inmates, because in the view of the SS, the inmates were the threat.
This is where prisoners would be murdered. At first in small numbers, but then the Nazis took to killing Soviet prisoners of war in the thousands. Eventually, gas chambers and a crematorium allowed them to dispose of the evidence of murder in secret. The prosecution maintained Schutz could not have not seen the processes that led to the deaths of thousands. So why did it take more than 75 years to bring Schutz to justice? Why were others like him left to live out their lives? Astrid Ley works in the memorial site here. She told me that following the end of the war, many felt it important to choose rebuilding their country over the search for justice.
It took a long time until a generation grew up who said, "We're going to stop this now. We can, we want," like persons like this Judge Lechtermann today, who's completely free of the thought that he has to kind of keep it under the blanket.
Soon, all those who played a role in the murder of millions of innocent people will be gone, and Germany will be left with the question, why so few were ever brought to justice. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, at the former Sachsenhausen concentration camp.